Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today we've got a great malicious compliance story all about a uniform. We'll get into that in a bit, but first, I know you. Many years ago, worked full-time at a big superstore on checkouts. I also volunteered in a local civil protection light rescue unit. We did some training with fire service, exercises with Red Cross, etc. I dated a female police officer for a bit. So I know a few local police officers, a fair few of local fire service, ambulance, etc. One of the rules was no serving friends and family. If they came to till, press buzzer and wait for manager. One manager and I never got on. I served one of the local officers I knew, Paul. Manager straight on my back about serving friends. I explained, no, not good enough. Got a severe telling off from that manager. Even demanded to know if I knew a regular customer just because I said, hi Sandra, hi Laura, and they greeted me by name. Got telling off for that, so I deliberately asked, anyone I know, I buzz for manager. I then had a couple of days off, including training night, so I discreetly told a few rescue unit members that when they came in, to ignore what I told them before. I wanted them to deliberately come through my checkout. Messaged mate at local fire station, messaged my ex the police officer to pass word out, and passed message to someone I knew at a local Red Cross, etc. Next two evenings, Thursday and Friday, which were always busy, it was carnage. Buzz, this is Heather, local police officer I know through rescue unit. Buzz, this is Alan, local Red Cross, I know him through unit so-and-so. Buzz, this is Rick, he's in rescue unit. This is Sally, local paramedic. This is Dee, county council emergency planning, know him through rescue unit. This is Glenn, firefighter from ABC station, know through rescue unit. This is Frank, paramedic, know from rescue unit. This is Tony, firefighter from XYZ station, know him through rescue unit. This is Ben, local police officer I know through rescue unit. This is Julie from rescue unit. This is Alan, local police inspector I know through rescue unit. Pulled aside by manager, who I got on with, on Friday about 8 p.m. on my way to my break and told, you can stop buzzing for people you know from rescue unit stuff. Just buzz for family or close friends. We'll let you use your discretion. I guess they didn't expect somebody who was a social butterfly to be working at a place like that. I mean, you want to be restrictive and say people that you know on a first name basis? It's definitely not a stretch to assume you might get some people working for you, like OP, who just knows a lot of people. I think we all know that guy who seems to know everyone. PN Gwyn wrote, it's fun how quickly problems get solved once they start to inconvenience management. Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy awesome stories of malicious compliance, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? Our next story is, are you still not respecting my schedule? Then I will silence you with the law. Hello, people. Again, I have a story for my work with the same leader as last time. To simplify things now, we'll use names, my leader L, me, OP, and the area manager G. As you already know, my leader has no respect for other people's schedules, but in this case, it was different. Since she got angry about my schedule, I decided not to put up with her nonsense either, one of which is that she requires me to notify her in advance to make changes to the schedules. But I've noticed that with the colleagues for whom she has preferences, she does not demand the same from them, which causes changes to be made in the schedules at the last minute. My leader has to send the official schedules before Thursday to RRH, and that's what happened this week. We all found out our schedules and adjusted our plans without a problem. This is where the problem begins. In my case, I am very serious when it comes to my personal time. This means that I've researched the labor law in my country thoroughly to know my rights and avoid abuses by bosses. They don't usually like this very much because, in my country, they are used to having employees who allow themselves to be manipulated very easily, but in my case, it is not that way. On this occasion, everything was normal. I left work and, as always, I silenced the work group and started doing my activities, completely ignoring the messages until the next day. When I woke up yesterday, I found several messages and missed calls from my leader and a message from the area manager, G. I respect G a lot, so I responded to her first. The messages from both said almost the same thing, as if I left whether or not to show up for work. I sent them the screenshot with a schedule that I had that said I was coming in the afternoon. G told me that L changed the schedule the day before, a few hours after I left, and asked me to please come to work, to which I said yes. Huge difference between my leader and the area manager is that G, the area manager, asks for things well, and is very respectful and considerate of people. That's why I don't have problems with her, but with L, it's something else. Unlike G, she behaved as always in a despotic and aggressive manner, saying that she had sent the schedules the day before and that I should have seen them to come on the shift that she gave.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. Me, the truth is, I got angry, but I knew that arguing her made no sense. Here comes my malicious compliance. Instead of responding like she wanted, I simply send her an article from the federal labor laws that says, Article 68, workers will have the right to digital disconnection so that they are guaranteed, outside of legal or conventionally established working time, respect for their time, permits, and vacations, as well as their personal privacy. While I was writing it, I couldn't help but laugh because I know the personality she has. 5 minutes later, she only let me see the message, and when she arrived for the shift change, she couldn't even speak to me. It was definitely the best way to get even with her without being rude or arguing. I really don't know what they expected here. If they're going to post a schedule change the day before the next day, I just don't think it's fair after you're done working and you've gone home hours ago that they expect you at all to look at a text or a WhatsApp group or an email. For anybody that has to work in a place and then go home at the end of the day, I fully agree with the notion that they have no obligation to respond to anything work-related unless that's a routine part of their job and especially, at least hopefully, they get paid for it, or it's part of what gets them paid. Squirrel Tail wrote, Yeah, I left / got fired from a job at that place with the tacos once. This was the mid-90s, so cell phones, text messages, and emails were not prevalent sources of communication. Wow, you're here early. Huh? No, I'm not working today, I'm just picking up my paycheck. Waves envelope. The schedule changed. Note, he did not say that he, the manager who did schedules, made the change. Just that it changed, as if it did so magically by itself. I said, I can't. I have class today. I have to get across town in the next 30 minutes. They said, then you'll be written up for a no-show. I had no idea the schedule had even been changed. How would I have known to come in if I hadn't just walked in? They defensively said, you are responsible for knowing your schedule. I said, I do know my schedule when it gets posted every week on Wednesday. They replied, you should have called to make sure it hadn't changed. Is everyone supposed to call every single day to make sure we're not working? They reply, nobody else has a problem with this schedule. I ask, have you asked them? Do they even know the schedule has even been changed? Pointing at the schedule. You know coworker 1 can't work weekends and coworker 2 can't do closing shifts because he's a minor? At this point, there was dawning realization in his eyes, and he tried to rally by asserting his authority. If you want tonight off, you're responsible for finding a replacement or you'll be written up. I said I absolutely cannot work tonight, and this is not my fault, it is yours. You deal with it. With that, I walked out the door. A few weeks later, I heard through the grapevine that the manager had gone absolutely ballistic, then frantic, as other employees had also been similarly uninformed, and he couldn't get a hold of any of them. Rather than work the missing shifts himself, he just closed the restaurant. This got the attention of the owners and corporate. He apparently had big plans to go up the local mountain resort with his girlfriend for some serious canoodling, and had changed the schedule at the last minute so he wouldn't be coming in. On the plus side, after being fired, he had more time to spend with his girlfriend, who dumped him for not having a job. Our next story is, complied so much on a test, it stopped evil boss from profiling employees. Story, had an evil middle manager boss who eventually lost one-third of the team in under 3 months. I had been there longer than him, before his position was built out. He was a really gross one, like psychological abuse and openly commented on a 16-year-old celebrity being hot when was 36. Anyway, when he was being onboarded, he pretty quickly assessed which employees he couldn't bully and started trying to make our lives harder. He started doing some anonymous reviews and tests. Not surprisingly, some anonymous feedback was super negative for the people on his crap list, even if we were high-performing or project leads. I finally had enough of attempting to talk it out head-on. He always denied everything and even once actually asked me if I was on drugs. What? During a one-on-one. This was/is a hugely famous tech company. Anyway, he decided it was time for another round of anonymous testing. This time, a personality test. I answered every question imagining I was him, every single one. To nobody's surprise, he was like, "Surprise, we're going to all reveal and see which result we have on the screen now, yay!" I matched him perfectly. The only one. He got the absolute psychopath result. But it also says, like, entrepreneur and celebrity, so he would have been thrilled, but he knew we were very different. Yet somehow we had the same exact result, out of like 20 plus possibilities. When he pulled up the results on screen, his face dropped. He stared directly at me, immediately.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Breaking the character who was excited for sharing the secret results. I watched him choke down his anger as he pretended to go down the list, now unprepared. Every other sentence out of his mouth suddenly was how unreliable these tests can be and that you never know. As he dug his hole deeper, explaining backwards regarding this time-wasting team-wide meeting for his stupid exercise, originally intended to single out some folks based upon a personality test, I finally found my opportunity. I smiled at him. I smiled with eye contact. No words. Everything was said there. I watched him die inside, and he still had to fill 25 minutes of his stupid meeting or call it off. I have another malicious compliance story about him. He was an absolute clown. I bet I have more if I think harder. But this is my favorite quiet little moment where I ruined his total concept of self in 1 second by doing exactly what asked of me. Waste my time to take his stupid personality test. I get that his goal was to, like, out people, expose them. Which also, the whole thing feels incredibly inappropriate, but I guess if this took place in what OP described as was a hugely famous tech company, there are quite a bit of backdoor stories about the kind of absolute inappropriate nonsense that went on in tech companies. Coder Joe 1 wrote, "What a beautiful moment. I had one of those. I was an x-ray tech at an army hospital in the 80s. My boss had posted a sheet for us to record our repeat x-rays. Most techs forgot to record half of theirs, but I added extra tick marks to my tally each day. This was pre-computer days, so there was no way for management to know. At our next team meeting, my boss stood and reviewed the results. He announced that Coder Joe 1 had the highest repeat rate in the entire department. He asked me to stand and explain myself. I stood and glibly announced, "I don't pass crappy films," and sat back down. My boss nearly choked before he had to commend my high standards and encourage everyone else to be as diligent as I was. They stopped recording our repeat films after that. This next story is, do your job temp and let the full-timers do theirs. I'm a temp at my current job, but I've got experience doing this kind of work, order fulfillment. Last week, one of the full-time employees was out sick and couldn't do their job. Management, in their brilliance, had decided that day to only put temps on one of the two lines, and that was the line that the full-time employee was supposed to work on. Being one of the temps that had been there the longest, I took initiative and did the full-timer's job as well as my own, without making any mistakes that I didn't catch and fix myself. The next day, the full-timer was back, and I figured I would continue to be helpful since they probably weren't feeling well still. I got pulled aside and cursed out by the person I was trying to help, and then later chewed out by management. Their exact words were, "You do what is assigned to you and nothing else. Leave stuff like this to the full-time people." Their reasoning is that I'm a temp, so I'm obviously stupid and they don't want me to make mistakes. If something is in the wrong place, instead of fixing it, I stop what I'm doing until a full-timer comes along to fix it. If something goes empty, I don't refill it because that's not what I was assigned to. The kicker is I'm finding full-timers' mistakes, and instead of just fixing the issue and not letting anyone know they messed up, I'm making a big deal about how I can't do my job because something is incorrect. Every time someone tells me to just fix it, I go, "I'm just a temp, it's not my job." This comment by Sir Tristram sums up almost exactly what I was going to say. It's all about just trying to make OP look as good as possible while still conforming to these kind of expectations of theirs. They wrote, "You shouldn't be going, 'I'm a temp, it's not my job,' but rather, 'I've been told not to do that.' The first reflects bad upon you and your initiative. The latter paints you as somebody who would take the initiative, but can also follow instructions." Sir Tristram didn't write this part, but I just want to add, it also points out the incompetence of people above you. And also, if any manager hears this and they don't like that OP was told to do that stuff by the full-timers, all of a sudden you now have a chance to turn in those receipts for those ungrateful jerks. Our next story is, need my uniform before you'll give me my last check? No problem. This is a story from my mom and my grandmother. They gave me permission to post. Quite a while ago, both my mom and my grandmother worked for one of the local casinos. At the time, the casino had a 90-day trial, and then you would get insurance. During the course of them working there during the 90-day trial, the casino switched their policy to an 18-month trial before getting insurance. So they then proceeded to find reasons to fire all of their employees who were coming up on the 90-day so that they would not be grandfathered in. My mom knew this was coming because she saw a person after a person who had gotten hired a little bit before her get fired for ridiculous reasons. So when she got called into the office the day after she had to go to the hospital for a severe allergic reaction, she knew what was coming. They marked it as a no-call, no-show because she started having a severe allergic reaction on shift and her EpiPen didn't work. She walks into the office. She's informed that due to her no-call, no-show, she's being let go effective immediately. She asked for her final check. They informed her that she would receive the check after she turned in her uniform. My mother proceeded to strip down to her underwear and bra, drop the uniform on the supervisor's desk, and demand her last check. She stood there, in her underwear, for 40 minutes while they tried to convince her to turn in the uniform at a later day. "Nope, you said I'd get my check when I turned in my uniform. There is my uniform. I want my check." Eventually, they wrote out a check. She then walked out, taking the long route through the casino, saying her goodbye to all the staff and regulars on her way out. So, a couple of days later, when my grandma had her shift, she knew what to expect, because she was coming up on that same time frame. And my grandma proceeded to do the exact same thing. My grandma walked through the crowded casino in her underwear. At that point, you've got the last check in your hand. You might as well be venting to all the people there who are more than eager to hand their money over to this place. How sleazy of a place it is treating their employees like that. I mean, would they be wrong to say that they forced you to walk out of there in your underwear? Just Joseph wrote, came to pick up a check at a fast food place when I was 16, day off, was told I was being let go and to bring in my uniform to get my check. I was in the middle of washing it, went home, grabbed it out of the washing machine, tossed it in a garbage bag soaking wet and plopped it on the counter when I got back. This next story is, you want me to stay in my station? Okay. I worked as the lead cook in a very busy restaurant, 50 to 75,000 weekly. My boss would write who's working what station, and generally we follow this. My station is the dead center of the line, so the expo, and anyone asking for anything looked to my station for everything. They don't ask the respective station for what they're looking for, they come to me. I've been noticing everybody else gets to switch their stations and rotate daily. I usually don't mind or care, but after 9 months, it got a little tiring. Someone asked me if he could train in my station, and I showed him the ropes, and he became dang near as good as me in it, so I let him take the ropes on a Saturday night, and he did just fine. Fryside wasn't doing too hot, and I went over to help them. In the process, my boss came over and freaked out to see one of the new guys on my station. He didn't look too happy about it. He called for a meeting the next day, saying that we all have to stay in our station, that's final. Mind you, this new guy in my station was one of the prep guys, and was just filling in on the line for a week while someone's on vacation. Fast forward to service, and the protein side is going down hard along with fry side. New guy peers the corner from prep to see everyone in the weeds, and I have no tickets on my printer. I look at my boss, then look at him and tell him to stay put in prep, that we must stay in our stations. Whole line fell, and it was glorious to tell my boss to stay in his office, and he knows nothing about the kitchen or how to run a line. He went to reply, and I shut him up quickly with, "Your station is in the office, freaking stay in your lane." Now, I don't really have a story about the whole kitchen going down, but this story just makes me think of my terrible time in high school. I took Culinary 1 and Culinary 2 in high school because it was an optional elective. And my first year, I got culinary in the last period of the day, so instead of all of the basics of working in a kitchen, learning knife skills, cutting onions, whatever it is, you know, learning how to flip an egg in a frying pan, instead we got to get branded the rescue team or whatever, and I got to learn how to scrub a grill and do dishes and even do laundry on stuff like chef aprons and whatnot. So next year, when I get into Culinary 2, it was actually early in the morning, so obviously there's a lot of prep work and they also serve breakfast. I didn't know how to do any of it. I didn't know even the basics of knife skills. I didn't know front of the house. So you bet your butt for 2 years when I had Culinary 1 and 2, I was stuck on dishwashing duty the entire time. I guess the only thing I can say is I got really good at operating an industrial dishwasher, which is actually pretty cool. You had to fill up this giant tray, slide it over onto the conveyor belt, and pull down a giant lever to start the dishwasher. Pretty mindless stuff. Tim Likes Pie wrote, "In college, I worked as a pizza cook in a Domino's. We were a campus store and could get incredibly busy. When we did get busy, the first thing we did was to tell the general manager to go into the office and shut the door. He could mess stuff up so bad. He was great at hiring and training a crew, but horrible when in the weeds. Luckily, he knew it and stayed away when we were slammed." But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy malicious compliance story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.